all of the sudden, we started seeing things we were not allowed to see. You know, in Moscow, I was at the time, I remember when Gorbachev announced glasnost and perestroika, all of the sudden, I started seeing on TV that they started criticizing the way the Communist Party was acting. It was something so new, so amazing. We didn't know how to use this opportunity, actually.
Was it chaotic? I mean, was there confusion or was there some semblance of order even?
People couldn't believe that it was actually happening. Nobody could grasp, you know, the idea that actually glasnost and perestroika was happening in reality.
Well, a whole generation didn't understand that at all.
Not just one generation, two generations. You know, since 1917, you know, till through 1985, several generations. People could not believe, you know, what was happening. And all of a sudden, we started seeing, you know, that those revolutions happened in Romania, Czech Republic, you know, those Eastern European countries. We thought, whoa, things changed, literally changed, you know, in Germany. And then I remember on a specific moment, it was right before Christmas, after the New Year, but before Russian Christmas, and Russians celebrate Christmas 2 weeks later on January 7th, all of a sudden I see all these blue banners everywhere on the major streets of Moscow. Merry Christmas, Russians, enjoy perestroika. A few months later, I was at the Red Square soon after the Easter holiday, and I couldn't believe. So that the huge, largest picture of Lenin, Engels and Marx, that we used to call it unholy or ungodly trinity,
yeah,
that was there on the largest building in the Red Square, you know, and it was displayed for the entire world. And that's where the Soviet army would roll those tanks, you know, and the heavy equipment.
We all saw those May Day celebrations here with all the missiles and military equipment on parade.
And I remember coming to the Red Square. It was late April days, and I with several of my colleagues, and I started choking up, crying, because I couldn't believe what happened. You know, that picture was replaced with a picture of Jesus. And it was in the form of icon, you know, Russia still
Orthodox yeah, sure.
picture. But still, you know, hands of Jesus, you know, was stretched out to the public. You know, the blood is dripping. And it, underneath it says, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. And then underneath, somebody wrote on a piece of paper, you know, and nailed to that banner, Russians enjoy perestroika.